My name is Sandy Sandberg. I'm going to read my article, Can We Really Heal the Way Jesus Did?, published in the September 2021 issue of the Christian Science Journal. Jesus expected his followers to heal. He promised, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." What do we need to learn to practice Jesus' method of healing, to grow in our understanding and demonstration of it? Where do we begin? Christian Science answers these questions, revealing that there were spiritual laws undergirding Jesus' healing work. He made it clear that healing was not accomplished independent of God, saying, "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." And there's the key, seeking the will of the Father, God, above all else. Jesus had a clear perception of God's presence and power, and of God's great love for all of his children. If we want to heal the way Jesus did, we'll want to develop the same understanding and absolute conviction that we are being governed by God and directed by divine love. We'll come to realize that God is the only power and presence. We'll discover that the qualities or attributes of God's nature are purity, goodness, wisdom, love, justice, and so on. In essence, every quality that represents all that is good. This is what Christian Science teaches about the nature of God. Gaining a clearer understanding of God's nature and what God is doing in caring for all his creation reveals to us what Christian healing really is. It's bearing witness to the power of divine truth and love, showing us the real picture of God's creation, in which we are each made in God's image and likeness, pure, whole, upright, and free. We'll discover that God, divine mind, is the only mind, and that all real action emanates from this mind. In essence, as we hold in thought God's allness and supremacy, we are obeying the command of the Apostle Paul to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This prayerful work reveals to us what Jesus saw in his healing work, the spiritual man of God's creating, the true spiritual identity of each of us, healthy and free from all discord and disease. So, to follow in his footsteps and heal, we need to accept the demand to understand the nature of God as pure spirit, all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present. Obey the Ten Commandments and cherish the motive to do everything we do to glorify God and not ourselves. Along with this, there's another demand Jesus taught, which is necessary in order to heal the way he did. It is to be obedient to the moral demand to love our neighbor as ourselves and everything this entails. Each of Jesus' healing works stemmed from loving God and loving his neighbor, including healing those who were lepers, blind, paralyzed, mentally ill. He even raised some who were dead. A number of years ago, there was an opportunity for healing when my wife and I went to attend our son's graduation from college. He and his roommates had arranged a celebration dinner the night before the graduation ceremony to allow the families of the young men to meet each other. I was seated next to the grandfather of one of my son's roommates, and I was enjoying getting acquainted with this gentleman as the dinner began to be served. Suddenly, his expression changed to one of discomfort and pain, and his color took on an unnatural hue. I loosened his tie and suggested we go outside where he could get some fresh air. I turned to God with my whole heart in order to bear witness to what was really going on spiritually. I declared to myself that there was no law of discord, pain, or suffering that could interfere with this dinner, which had been motivated by pure love. It was designed to bless everyone attending, including this man. It was solely God's law of good that was governing everything and everyone there. As I accompanied him outside along with his son, the grandfather and I found a bench to sit on. I explained to him that in my view, God had brought us all together for this celebration, and nothing could interfere with the law of God, the law of love, caring for all of us and sustaining us. I continued to silently affirm spiritual truth as I had come to understand it in Christian Science. As we sat there, the grandfather said to me, "I don't understand everything you're saying, but keep talking. I'm feeling better already." The roommate's father felt there was a need to take his dad to the hospital to get checked out, so the whole family left to accompany him to the hospital. But a very short time later, they all came back to the dinner. The dad said they got to the parking lot exit, and the grandfather said, "I feel fine. Let's go back to the party." And so they did. The next day, after the graduation ceremony, my son's roommate came up to me and said, "I don't know what you did for my grandfather, but on behalf of our whole family, I want to thank you. He's in great spirits and doing well." I was deeply grateful and rejoiced with the family at this proof of God's care. Throughout the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy, who devotedly studied the Bible, explains how to heal as Jesus did, which she herself was consistently able to do. In one passage, she writes, "Maintain the facts of Christian Science, that spirit is God and therefore cannot be sick, that what is termed matter cannot be sick, that all causation is mind acting through spiritual law. Then hold your ground with the unshaken understanding of truth and love, and you will win." Studying the Bible along with Science and Health, we can learn more about how to heal as Jesus did, commit to loving our neighbors, and witness the healing effects.